This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from the Dirty Birdie Charity Classic at South Shore Harbor Golf Club in League City, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, 9:02 on ESPN 97.5. We're playing Beat the Limo Guy in an hour, and it's going to be Ryan. Ryan is going to be the contestant, so we will hear from him and Justin. Beat the Limo Guy. And the prize is Del Frisco's, a Del Frisco's $200 gift card. How about that?
What's your favorite things at Del Frisco's?
You know what? I'm big on the strip steak right now.
Yeah, strip's the best. Ribeye has a lot of flavor, but strips.
But strip is in between for the my money. Filet and the
When
and
I go
the
to Pete's Fine Meats, yeah. I get strips.
Strip. Yeah. I got the strip last time, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got something there. It's the end. It's the end of the filet.
Yeah.
It's like the tail, quote-unquote, tail of the filet. You marinate it, you cut it, you butterfly it, and then you grill it with high heat. It's the most – you can broil it, you can grill it with high heat, you can pan sear it. You don't want to overcook it because it's the most tender meat that you could ever have. There is nothing that is
Wagyu.
More tender. I've had Wagyu. It's not more tender than this. This is the most tender – and he sells it over there.
Really?
Vacuum pack. It's the most tender meat I've ever had.
For the same as a regular filet?
Ever had. Less. Because it's the end parts. So it's not the prime cuts. I mean, it is. It's just, it's not, you can't grill it as a steak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you basically use it as fajitas. Or you butterfly it and use it as a real thin steak that you could eat. I'm telling you, that's a secret little treasure I didn't know anything about. It's incredible. So when the butchers are cutting and they can't use this as a steak anymore, right. That's less.
And PT cuts, they cuts it right in front of you. Hey, Michael does. Yeah.
No, the little soft.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm watching.
Do you two want a room? Like,
well, a room at my
a private room meat, that you, where you can discuss.
A meat room.
Yeah,
discuss,
where you can discuss your discuss meats together. Meats? Yeah. You guys go into a trance almost when you talk about your beef.
Can we talk about our meat?
You are talking about your meat.
It's a meeting.
That's terrible. Don't dab. That was awful.
So I'm watching. I can say the
what?
The show. It's Schitt's.
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah. 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 Dell did it first.
Yeah.
It's Schitt's Creek.
It's a TV show.
It's a TV show called Schitt's Creek. It's Schitt apostrophe S.
Yeah.
God, it's good. The son. I didn't realize the son has these massive eyebrows. I'm like, God, that could actually be Eugene Levy's son.
And it is. They won all the Emmys.
He's the creator. Yeah. So I started watching it because they won all the – I'd heard good things about it and started watching it. And I didn't realize it was Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara from all the Christopher Guest movies, which I love.
I know her from as a mom from Home Alone.
Who's – who works at the motel?
It's the girl. I don't know her
no,
name.
No, the guy.
Oh, Chris Elliott.
Chris Elliott.
The
Chris
mayor?
Elliott is
yeah.
the mayor. The mayor. Chris Elliott, who's been in Something About Mary.
Yeah.
He used to have his own show in the early 90s,
yes.
which I thought was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
I thought it was hilarious. He's one of the few ugly guys. Like, he's just card-carrying
he's
ugly.
Funny.
He's a card-carrying ugly guy that makes it work for him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
I was watching a couple episodes from season one yesterday, and the episode where the town has a sign as you enter it that welcomes you, and it's a guy right behind
right behind a lady who's got a bucket fishing into the water.
And she's bent over.
And she's bent over right in front. He's like, and the guy's trying to sell this town. He wants to get out. They're rich people from New York, or the IRS took all their money and everything. Right. And so he had bought a town as a joke that he could give his son a town, you
right.
know. And now they actually have to live in a motel in the town because they're completely broke. And he wants to sell the city, but the sign is like, looks like somebody's, you know.
Giving it to someone bent over.
And
Chris Elliott, that's his family. And he's like, no, what are you talking about? That's actually that guy's sister.
Yeah, he goes, that's his sister.
He goes,
so everything's fine.
Yes, everything's fine.
He goes, that's actually worse.
So we're going to take it down. Then Elliot goes, okay, I get it. That's bad. So he puts up
he goes,
a sign.
I'll fix it. I'll fix it.
So the next time we see the sign, there's a smaller sign pointing to it. This is actually his sister.
That's how he fixed it. And the son is hilarious in the show. It's a good show. Five seasons. I couldn't believe it's five seasons long.
I didn't know.
I like it. It gives me more. And I get to watch today The Boys.
Next episode.
And
out,
also
yeah.
Ted Lasso, which yeah. they're doing that week by week by week. And so I've got shows now.
Ted Lasso.
Yeah, it's
he's a soccer coach.
Jason
Sudeikis.
It was better than I expected. I thought, oh, man, this is corny. He's got this country-ass accent, but he claims it's Kansas. But nobody from Kansas talks
like that. No.
And I didn't think it was going to be very good, but it's actually not bad.
Isn't this just based off a character he was doing when they were promoting the Premier League on NBC?
2014, I think.
Yeah, he did that character, and now it's transitioned to being a television show. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
Shea Serrano
told
me
it was worth watching. I watched Schitt's Creek for a few episodes, and I was like, keep going. It's okay. 713-780-3776.
Parents get caught. They walk in a parent's room like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. They're doing stuff on the floor. Like, why would you even do a position like that before 8 in the morning? That's just terrible.
So let me ask you this question. With the Astros now hitting again, they've scored 6 runs and 10 runs in the last 3 games, or 12 runs in the last 3 games. Are you getting any more interested about the postseason?
Yes, I am.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Oh, well, anytime there's a postseason, when the Rockets were dead meat, were dead man walking against the Golden State Warriors, I still get excited. I'm like, cool. I mean, get in the tournament.
That's it.
Get in a tournament and maybe something magical happens. It didn't. They got a mud hole stomped in them, as they were supposed to. And I liked that they made the tournament because then they had to get what they deserved for having such a bad season, which is a public ass kicking. But the Houston Astros,
they don't deserve a flogging.
No, they don't. They've already had their flogging. They've had public flogging the entire time.
Trust me, the public will flog them once again once it's in the postseason.
This
is because they have been forgotten. This has been a forgotten
you've
team.
You've been forgotten partially because you also haven't
But you've been forgotten because you haven't been any good.
The ultimate stick
if they were a great team right now, people would be on their ass
but
hard.
The ultimate stick in the eye would be people considering them not really having a chance and then all of a sudden blow up where – all of a sudden, they find the bats, and people start looking for things on their shirts. Yeah. Like, they must be doing the brothers in the Sorry. You just got rolled on by.
Yeah, I don't think you'll be telling anybody
Christian
sorry.
Javier.
I mean, there's no indication that this year you're going to be saying, sorry. Yeah. Oh,
but I would love it, though, if you did.
Yeah, I know, but.
I would love it. You still have it. You got better starting pitching than you expected relative to Justin Verlander not being here, right? So you got a little better starting pitching. You can tighten up the bullpen because you get a bump, probably McCullers and Javier to the bullpen. So you tighten up your starting pitching.
It'll be interesting to see what Dusty does.
I mean, your bullpen. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying. Altuve, at some point, he's got to hit, right?
And he has been. Two of the last three games, he's hit.
That's what I'm saying. At some point, Breggy's got to hit. At some point, Springy's got to hit.
Springy?
Are you just going to add Wise to everyone's name?
Huh?
Springy?
That's what Milo would have
called him. It's Georgie.
Well,
you call him Georgie, but Springy.
Not Milo would have called him Springy.
Springy's up to 264 now, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I like that you called him
really
Springy.
You didn't really say that, but okay.
I was going through the home and away stuff, and the Astros home with second best record in baseball. They're just atrocious on the road.
Well, guess awful. Where they're playing.
I know. I get it. I was going to get to that. Unfortunately, they're going to have a 3-game, or depending on how long it goes, at least a 2-game series in Oakland or Minnesota or whoever they're going to play. I mean, how can you be a really good home team when you compare it to the rest of the league and just be god-awful?
Springer's last 4 games, 3-for-4, 1-for-5, 1-for-3, 3-for-4, 3 homers, 5 RBIs.
That's what I'm talking about, Springy.
Springy, and they're 3-1 in those games. They've won 4 of their last 5. But they're playing
crappy teams. I know they are playing crappy teams, but still, like I said, it's not like this team and this iteration of this team, at least from a hitting standpoint, hasn't been really, really good in the past. I'm just telling you, I am more excited. The 60-game season is really, really fast. It's amazing how fast this has gone.
Yeah.
And I think baseball definitely needs to be longer than 60 games.
No.
However,
this is perfect.
I knew it'd be met with derision by Dell. But
and I want to correct myself. Altuve's 2 of his last 4 games, not 3 games.
That's fine.
He's 6-for-18.
Okay.
With a homer and a double and 2 doubles and 3 RBIs.
I'll take it.
I know.
I'll take it.
But he's got an 0-for-5 and a 1-for-5 in there. So
that's whatever. Right. I'll take it. If you told me Jose Altuve is going to have multi-hit games in every other game, I'll take it.
Hey, this is the best stretch he's been on. Over four games, he's hitting .333.
I'll take it. He had to have something better than that. He was hitting 160
over four
something.
Games?
Remember, he was 160 or 170 at one time. Yeah, he's had a little run before. But regardless, I am somewhat excited about who knows.
You're excited?
I give them a better chance than the Rockets had against Golden State.
I had a four-game stretch at Colorado and San Diego where he had 2, 4, 6, 9 hits.
Yeah.
In 18 at bats.
It looked like he was back at one point, and then he fell off.
I'll feel better.
He went from 180 to 221.
If they see Minnesota, I'll feel better. I don't feel good about them. Although Minnesota's the best home record in baseball, so that goes against my thoughts.
But they play well up there.
But I don't want to see
all those cutouts.
They hit well up there.
I don't want to see them in Oakland.
All those cutouts screaming at you.
Yeah. I misspoke.
No, that park though, they like that park.
They do. I misspoke. The Yankees are the second best record home record in baseball. The Astros are tied with the A's for the third best record. But yeah, Minnesota's been the best. But I still would rather see them in there than I would in Oakland.
Yeah, me too. Me too. They just don't play well in Oakland. And going back there again and fires.
Who won't pitch against them?
No, he probably won't. Manaea, if they get to game three, it'll probably be Sean Manaea. I guess it would be. I don't know. 913 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, Lancey boy, what about some whiskey?
Blackland Distillery. I'll be. I cannot wait to. There's a new cocktail that I looked up. I got a cocktail book, an apothecary, something or other. I don't know, but it had lemon juice and rye and cream de cassis, and it's awesome. I had it some vermouth. I had it. About 3 weeks ago. That's the thing I really love doing is taking my bourbon or my rye. That's my new thing from Blackland Distillery and making great cocktails out. Now, I'm personally not a sip of bourbon guy, but I know a lot of you guys out there are, or maybe even a rye or maybe even a vodka, and they're great sippers because of the smooth, creamy flavor. The vodka's got a kind of a sweet finish. There's a creamy, kind of a tobacco-y light. It's a very light flavor. It's not a very forward, in-your-face bourbon, and it's great for drinking just on the rocks if that's your jam. And if it is your jam, Blackland Distillery needs to get into your rotation. I promise you, you're going to love it. I know the beverage directors around town at restaurants who've been tasting it when Marcus came in town are adding it to the menu because they absolutely love it. I think you will, too. Vodka, gin, bourbon, rye, they're available through Blackland Distillery. If your local liquor store or restaurant isn't carrying it, make sure that you demand they start carrying it, and you check them out for yourself at blacklanddistillery.com. That's blacklanddistillery.com. It's a Texas grain-to-glass distillery, so support local, support Texas, blacklanddistillery.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Dirty Birdie Charity Classic at South Shore Harbor Golf Club in League City. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780. We haven't had a call yet. 713-780-3776. What is wrong with people? I know we're live on location. We're live at South Shore Harbor for the Dirty Birdie Charity Golf Classic brought to you by DeCru DeRue, benefiting Elmina Shriners and Ronald McDonald House and the American Heart Association. Mm-hmm. But I'm embarrassed. I'm disappointed. And quite frankly, I'm disgusted.
You're like a dad whose kid just disappointed him.
Disappointed. Like a dad whose kid, I caught him watching porn.
That wouldn't disappoint you.
No.
No, when we're back on the air, it'll be playoff time, right, in baseball?
Tuesday, I think it starts.
Tuesday, the Astros starts or playoffs? Well, what I mean is the season's over.
Yeah, the season's over.
The regular season. Yeah. So we're focused on the playoffs.
Yes.
The rotation, we'll be talking about what the rotation will be. We'll be talking about who made the – are there changes to the playoff roster, the composition of playoff roster this year? I don't think so. because of COVID.
I don't care.
COVID has just become a non-factor with baseball to this point. So,
yeah, it really has.
Which is great.
Since the Cardinals.
I thought it was interesting.
Miami and then the Cardinals.
I asked Jimbo Fisher when he was on if they paid attention to baseball, because I really think baseball's ability to handle Miami and the Cardinals' COVID outbreak, their ability to withstand and not shrivel and shut down against it, their ability to have a plan, really created the opportunity for college football to work through their COVID issues that they had and say, okay, let's work through this. Let's contact trace. Let's do all this and that. Yeah, there's been some cancellations, but they're not canceling a season. In fact, not only did the Big Ten opt back in, the Pac-12 now, and we haven't talked about this, has opted back in for a 7-game schedule. What that allows them to do is play games. It allows for revenue, which is huge. But for the Pac-12, who was completely shut down, all of Los Angeles was completely shut down forever. For them to bring back and for everyone to vote to come back is a bit of an upset that the Pac-12 made it back. But it shows you people are kind of I think there is some desperation to get.
I don't know about desperation. I think that there is a.
Well, we know the hunger from the players.
There's a hunger from the players.
But the decision makers.
I think that they've gotten.
Maybe there's less fear.
More or less grew up here.
Well, actually, maybe they have examples that this can take place.
It can work.
And
can do it.
And Larry Scott, the Pac-12 commissioner, touted their daily testing deal.
Which is huge.
Which will help them.
That's what the NFL has.
Yes, as they're reasoning. Now, we talk about the California schools, no restrictions for them. They've worked it out on the state and local level. The school that was pushing the hardest to play, Colorado, is now facing some issues in terms of Boulder. The city of Boulder, not the county, but the city of Boulder is saying no one can – you can't get together in the way that a football team, and it wasn't directly a football, but it was just, I'm just putting it this way. You can't get together for 2 weeks. So Pac-12 teams are allowed to practice starting Monday, I think. But the city of Boulder said, you can't do that here. Could Colorado just decide to hold practices at a local high school outside the city? That's the only way they're going to not be behind. Because even when asked about what about the football school, because they're going to be daily testing, what the football team, they're going to be daily testing, so do they get around this particular rule? This official said no. Huh. So they're going to, if they don't want to be left behind as far as being 2 weeks behind and getting ramped up, because the Pac-12 decided on a 6-week ramp up, which means their first game won't be to this weekend of the 7th of November. How do you not fall behind unless you move training camp or whatever you want to call it outside the city? So I don't know how Colorado would do that. And you mentioned that Mountain West is back.
Outside the county.
The guy who was reporting on this said it's a city ordinance, not a county. Well, he said it was corrected. I don't know. I'm looking at what you're saying. He said he misread it and it said city. So who knows what it actually is? Maybe it is a county. The Mountain West is back. They're gonna start. They're actually gonna start sooner than the Pac-12. They're starting on
October. But the Mid-America's the only one.
October 24th. They're holding a vote, I think, soon. So they're probably gonna come back too.
Yep.
So you're probably gonna have everyone back except a couple of independents. Like I think UConn's is the only one that won't be playing fall football.
Is anybody gonna miss that?
No one's gonna care. But I'm just giving you the numbers.
You went
from about 70 teams to now you're at 115. You're probably gonna get the MAC back. And then you're looking at maybe one or two teams who won't play at all in the fall, which means the whole spring season idea that people were floating, not going to happen. We're not having spring college football unless you're in the FCS.
Right. Let's get Joel in here. He wants to talk about the Lakers. What do you say, Joel?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, man, I'm calling in from Waco. I'm out here in Bear Country listening to you guys this morning.
Oh, nice. We love Waco.
Okay, John.
yeah. Great place. Now, I live in Houston. I'm just here in Waco for the time being. And, man, the sports radio out here is horrible.
Yeah, everything is. But go ahead.
Yeah, everything. Nothing, man. I was just calling in. I don't really want to talk much about the Lakers. Not a big deal to me.
You told him to call in.
Well,
But Josh said he hadn't had a caller this morning.
I know.
So
I was just trying to help you out.
Well, I know. Well, I didn't know he'd just call in to say hi. I thought he'd have something he wanted to talk about.
But
let's talk a little bit about Waco. How is everybody, you know, so scared from last week, all the big tracing, how scary it was, and the impending danger of no one being, actually testing positive.
Keep that same energy for North Texas?
On their football. No, they actually did test positive. The coaches tested positive.
What about the what are
no,
you
no players tested positive.
Oh,
no,
then they should be
tracing.
Playing. You mean players who play?
We're tracing.
Players who play?
Somebody traced us.
That's where the coaches.
Yeah, those Baylor boys didn't want to see Houston anyways.
No, they didn't want no pieces.
Don't play into him.
They didn't want no piece of it. Thank you,
Charles. They didn't want none of it. I was telling all my boys down here, they're like, oh, we're finally getting the game. Baylor's finally playing this Saturday. Who are they playing? U of H? Oh, you don't want that. You don't want the trouble.
They didn't want nothing to do with that, Joel.
No,
keep talking, Joel.
We're the only smart ones here, Joel.
Keep talking, your boss will get a phone call.
Yeah, okay.
Mac Rhodes, call your boss. You keep talking flagrantly.
Okay.
What? I ain't talking.
What, kick him out of Waco? Ooh, what a punishment.
I ain't talking. I don't want Mr. Gowda.
Right? Maybe they'll just burn him out like they do.
I don't want Mr. Gowda to get a phone call. Oh, that's not. That's too much. That's too much.
Woo!
That's too much. Thanks, Joel. Thanks for the
call. Thanks,
Joel. It wasn't your fault that John just made a David Koresh joke.
Koresh, Texas is what he calls it.
Time to talk to Joshua. What's up, Joshua?
Joshua, you there?
Joshua, you backing it in?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You called us.
What's up,
all right, what you think is happening to the Stars tonight?
To the Stars?
Yeah. What's up?
Loss.
Why you gotta put a loss on?
What you think is happening to the Stars tonight?
I don't think the Stars have much of a chance. I'll be honest with you. The way their line changes.
Boop, boop. Really? Boop. Oh, no.
Hey, you better.
Their PKs have been terrible.
No, they're comeback monsters this whole playoff.
But their penalty kills are just not good enough.
They've lost the last two, right, Josh?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm worried about your IV. Apparently your heart is having an issue right now. What?
I don't know about that. Seriously.
Your heart is having an issue. Get the nurse in there right away.
He's on.
What is he on?
If they get down early again, I would say that they will be hard lost. They have to get up early. They need to get that confidence back. Bad right now, but they were playing strong, coming from behind for a while.
Stars
down 2-1 in the series.
You got to pick up the power play. That's all.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
That's huge.
You know what? And the forechecking has been less than stellar.
And the penalty kill units just not playing. They're just not doing the dump and chase trapping as much as they once were.
You think that they're dump and chasing.
The trapping against the dump and chase, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I just think the forechecking has been less than stellar. And we'll see if they can't even the series tonight.
Look, the record's 37-24-8. That should tell you something.
Yeah.
What should that tell you?
You mean their regular season record?
Well, they're in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Tampa's record. No, listen. You are who there's a saying that says – you are what your record says you are, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me just read
what about the record that says they're in the Stanley Cup Finals? Yeah.
Tampa's 43-21-6.
Yes, they're the better
Dallas
of the season.
Dallas is 37-24-8.
What does that say to you, Lance?
Your record is what you say you are. Tampa's like 2-1 better than Dallas.
Not really 2-1. That's not even close to
2-1. But who's winning right now? 2-1.
2-1.
Yeah. This is going to be a 4-2 series. It's going to be Tampa's going to win
in
6.
Did you know the Stars enter the postseason with the 6-game losing streak?
I knew that.
When was the last time the Lightning won the Stanley Cup, do you think?
Years ago.
Well, yeah, that would be correct. Yes. He said the last time they won.
Because they didn't win last year.
So, yes, it would be years ago.
Tampa actually is 43-21-6.
We heard that already. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I know you're a numbers guy.
This is the truth. 6 wins more on the season in Dallas. They're the better team.
I just think,
6 wins? What kind of math are you doing?
43 wins to 37 wins.
I got to pick up the
power
play.
That's 6 wins more.
That's all. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me tell you. I'll tell you some more stuff.
Can you walk us through the Lightning's last Stanley Cup win? You remember, what was your favorite moment from that? Since you said they won years ago.
Mm-hmm. They didn't have one. They've never won.
No, they did. That wasn't a trick question.
I'm talking about they haven't won one since the pandemic.
No one has won one since the pandemic. What are you talking about?
Exactly. My point exactly. Yes, but they are a 43-win team.
We heard that. We
the
know.
The thing that I like about McElhaney is the backup goalie for Tampa.
What?
Is if he gets in, you know, his goals per game is 2.89, but his save percentage is 90.6. That's not great.
No,
so I'd give the Stars an advantage if they see the backup goalie.
So you think if the backup goalie's in?
Yeah. So if the guy they want to start doesn't play,
that
means the Stars have an advantage.
Right.
B. Bishop, I think it's Blaine Bishop, is the Stars goalie.
No, that was a safety for the Oilers.
He has a 2.5 and a 92 save percentage. You know, you would think from a save standpoint that would be better when you look at the math. But, and yet, Tampa Bay.
It actually is.
When
better.
I do look at the math, it is better.
92 is better than 90.
But when I start looking at Nikita Kucherov from Tampa, I just honestly, Dallas can't match up with him.
He's
from
been
a
really
point
good.
Standpoint.
He's been really
he's
good.
He's got 85 points. The best, you know, Tyler Seguin has 50 points. Do the math on that. That's a plus 35 for Tampa from the best point scorers.
Wow. Right.
So.
Right.
So, I mean, now you understand why, the goaltending, whatever, would be in the Stars' favor. But when you have a plus 35 with your best point producers, that tells you something. And that's
what
why
does
Dallas,
it tell us?
It tells you from a mathematics standpoint, the same thing the wins tell you, 43 wins to 37 wins. The better team is winning right now.
Well,
I don't see how you can make that up. Here's what the Lightning have scored so far. 3, 5, and then, you know, 1.
In the game they lost.
Yeah, right. But the Stars, 2-2-4 was the outlier.
So you're telling me the Stars have scored less.
Normally they score 2, but in the other
game
they
score 4. Over the last 2 games, they've been outscored 8-4.
So you're telling me the Stars have scored less goals. That's why they're trailing in the series?
Really?
Well, they've been outscored 8-4 as of late.
Right.
Oh, and that's why they're trailing in the series.
And then you look at Dallas's injuries. I mean, the goalkeeper, actually, Ben Bishop, is out. Radek Foxa, their center, is out. Steven Johns, their defenseman, is out.
So
Ruta from Tampa, from an injury standpoint, that's been huge for the Stars, being injured that much.
Huh. That is.
In
that
the Central Division, Dallas ended up.
What are we doing? What are you doing?
Who cares about the Central?
Well, they ended up
in the Stanley Cup Finals.
I know, but they ended up out by 12. They ended up 12 points out.
Uh-huh.
When you look at Tampa, it was only 8 points out from behind Boston. So, from a if you really truly look at the data and some of the important data points,
dredging.
Everywhere Tampa, you look at Tampa versus Dallas, huge advantage for, and especially with Ben Bishop being out, that's going to be.
How long has Ben Bishop been out? How did they overcome that, making it to the Stanley Cup Finals?
Because Kudobin has been Kudobin's actually been better. 93% save.
So maybe all that stuff
you
said
about. I think it's a 93% save percentage, if I remember correctly.
So all that stuff about Ben Bishop means less because the replacement's actually better?
Yeah, that's the only reason they're here.
Okay.
Okay.
And yet, it's starting, 8 goals in 2 games, I feel like the bright lights are starting to catch up. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's 16-8 this year.
So that's 2-1.
But no shutouts, but yeah.
It's 2-1.
But he's only allowing. If I remember correctly.
If you remember correctly.
2.22 goals.
You mean from the time you looked at your laptop to the time you looked away?
If you remember correctly. I got something else up here.
Okay.
That's a
what do you got up there?
Announcers J-Lo? For the different NFL games.
J-Lo?
By the way, the number one game, number one series is L.A. versus Las Vegas. I mean, Las Vegas versus New England.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Cam Newton game is a Jim Nantz, Tony Romo game. Well, I don't even know who the number two group would be.
Is it Greg Gumbel?
Well, it wouldn't be Kenny. Okay, on Fox, Kenny Albert, Jonathan Vilma. That's not the number one. Chicago, Atlanta. Chris Myers, Brock Heward.
Well, those are Fox's teams.
Okay, so if I went CBS, Andrew Catalan, James Lofton is not the number two.
No.
Does Greg Gumbel call games?
You know.
Spiro Ditas and Adam Archuleta for Cincinnati, Philadelphia.
That's the last thing.
I think it is Ian Eagle. The other CBS games are Kevin Harlan, Trent Green.
I think that's number two.
Jets-Colts? Jets-Colts are number two game?
You don't have to travel.
Greg Gumbel-Rich Gannon is number two. Actually, Kevin Harlan. Yeah.
Did I say that?
That's Carolina Chargers. That's at 4. Then you got Kevin Harlan, Trent Green, and then I think is Ian Eagle.
Yeah, but
Charles
how would
Davis.
Ben Bishop call the game if he was available?
No, he's out.
Oh, okay.
From what I recall, I can tell you this.
If you had issues with the rain in your roof, he's my guy. He's a caliber roof.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, your buddy does, huh?
Yeah, McCool.
Oh, McCool.
The wind blew his entire Dish Network, you know, thing. Yeah. His
and scratch up the roof.
It's left holes there, and there's leaks in there. Yeah, so we need to have Caliber go out there. I'm trying to help because he's out in, you know, Belize, obviously.
Yeah.
But he either get it patched up or he may get a new roof.
Well, and that's what, and listen, the guys will react, and they'll react immediately. Call right now if you have issues like McCool does, 713-823-9355. Those are our guys from Caliber Roofing. They're great. They really are. You will love. And here's the deal: is they're going to give you a true evaluation of your roof. And say, listen, your roof is fine. We'll call us again in 5 years. Bye, Felicia. But here's the deal: if you need something, you got them there. And they're going to work with McCool's insurance company because that's definitely an insurance claim, and they'll get the most they possibly can for your roof. 975roof.com. McCool needs them. You might need them, too. If you do, Caliber Roofing Exteriors, 713-823-9355 or 975roof.com.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Dirty Birdie Charity Classic at South Shore Harbor Golf Club in League City. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back. 937 ESPN 97.5.
Well, you know what? With Josh Allen, John's trying to – Dell, big news. John dropped Joe Burrow off his fantasy team.
Yeah.
You traitor.
Yeah.
Well, I got Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers.
And?
Guess what?
Show love to your guy.
Don't you have a fourth? Who's your other
fantasy team?
Didn't you have Cam, too?
I had Cam, too.
Where is he?
I dropped him, too.
All this public tickling of the undercarriage, but you won't play him on your team?
No.
I know. Have some balls.
Oh, Josh Allen has been awesome.
It's because he's a touchdown maker with his – well, actually, he threw the ball.
Yeah.
He scored a lot.
Four touchdowns.
I don't know. I might want to put some respect on his name right now.
But he's got the Rams this week.
I'm so used to 178 yards passing. And, well, he's got Jalen Ramsey on one side. That's not probably optimal. He'll catch Stephon Diggs, I would assume. You still have Smoke Brown. You still have his running ability. That's where fantasy quarterbacks who can run, it just became such a wild card in the league. You had to factor in guys. Guys who can't run in fantasy football anymore are just such dinosaurs.
Well, Aaron Rodgers has been pretty good too, though.
Yeah, no, but Aaron can also throw for a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if you have to be a prolific passer to be a fantasy op. Right now, Drew Brees.
Well, he's not throwing the ball more than 5 yards down the field.
So I'm saying he's not really a great fantasy option at all. That's how I got starting this week, but he's not a great fantasy option at all because he just doesn't. He doesn't elicit fear. I don't know about Tom. I don't know if Tom Brady is considered a good fantasy option right now. You know, the guys that can run and pass are the ones who you just look up and go, oh, my God, Ryan Tannehill has points today. How did this happen? Well, he ran for a touchdown.
I got to believe, well, I'm just talking about, but I can't believe that Cincinnati threw the ball 61 times last week. I mean, that's a second start for a kid. You ain't winning no games throwing 61 times with a second start for a rookie. They got to run the ball. They're at Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. You know, Philadelphia actually jumped out okay, and then they gave up, and, well, they got sacked. Carson Wentz this week has been crucified. I don't know that I've seen a week with a quarterback getting as speared as
he has.
He sucked last week.
He sucked last week, and the Philadelphia fans are starting to realize what exactly has he done there. And I'm a huge Carson Wentz fan. I'm a Carson Wentz truther, but if I'm a truther in general, somebody who is honest, he hasn't stepped up and risen to the occasion and sustained great play. What I want to see from Deshaun is sustained great play. I want to see that from every quarterback. When I'm ready to anoint them, I want to see sustained great play. He hasn't done it. He hasn't had sustained great play, so you can't be in that. You know, you get paid like you're a great quarterback, but that's just they get participation they get participation contracts that are outrageous now. Quarterbacks get participation contracts. $30 million, not a problem. Participation contract. It's your turn. Come on in. We're betting on you. We've already given up a bunch of picks for you. We have no choice. We got to give you a participation contract, which means you get 30 plus. You got it for Kirk Cousins, Goff. I mean, at least Goff got to a Super Bowl, but Cousins, Goff, Wentz. I guess Wentz got to a Super Bowl, but he was out. He was
out, but he led him most
in the lead up. Dak hasn't gotten his, and I would say Dak has earned his more. It's not really participation, but I don't think Dak is the elite top-end quarterback, but he's going to get paid like it, I think. Worst-case scenario, he's going to get the franchise tag, average of the top three.
Yeah.
And now the top three is dope right now.
Yeah. No, the Cowboys should have given him a contract way before Deshaun and Mahomes set the market.
It's going to cost them this 1 year where they're giving him a practice run, and he's got CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper and Gallup and Ezekiel Elliott. He's going to go off. He's going to have a big year. It's just going to cost you more.
Yep, that's all. No, absolutely. Absolutely. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, did you see
this? No, Jalen Hurts ain't coming in for Carson Wentz, by the way.
I don't think so, but the Eagles fans will start calling for it. But he's not. They're not replacing him. Speaking of Philadelphia, did you see that the 76ers may be in hot pursuit of Mike D'Antoni?
Yeah. No, he's the leading candidate.
And the idea
and
is
– so he and Tyronn Lue.
The idea is, well, who's the hot candidate in Houston right now?
It's Tyronn Lue, or right? Sam.
Right, right. Yeah. So if Lue, you think Sam will be here if Lue goes there?
Probably.
Culture change.
That's not a culture change.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
No.
But here's the deal. John Clark of NBC Sports Philadelphia reported that some in the Sixers organization feel that hiring D'Antoni could ultimately help lure James Harden to Philadelphia. Harden, who played for D'Antoni in the Rocket system for the last four seasons,
Felicia,
can become a free agent in 2022.
What do you mean? You just told us you don't want any of that Ben Simmons stuff.
I don't want Ben Simmons.
So what are you going to get
back? I don't
back?
Want Embiid.
What are you going to get back?
Clark also mentions
Philly.
The possibility of the Sixers trading for the former MVP. Well, you could get a three-way trade going.
Yeah.
If you're the Rockets. So,
and you take.
But they're going to want to get rid of. Actually, I think they'd want to keep Simmons.
Yeah.
I think Simmons.
The problem is.
Why?
If they don't trade for James, because Simmons would fit in Mike D'Antoni's offense.
Yeah.
A lot more drive and dish.
Yeah, but then you can't have a big man.
Well, he is 6'10".
Yeah, Amari Stoudemire.
No.
Amari Stoudemire.
No, not if you got Ben Simmons. He can't shoot outside. If you can't shoot outside, you got to drive.
No, you got to get rid of Joel
Embiid.
That's Russ.
I know. You got to get rid of Joel Embiid then.
No, you
don't.
You
got to be a bunch of little people.
No, that's a Daryl Morey thing. Steve Nash
had Amari Stoudemire. Steve Nash could shoot.
Well, then that would be where James would do.
Well, you get shooters surrounding him. And every
year. Is Tobias Harris still there?
That would be the guy they would try to get rid of.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't. No Tobias Harris.
No anybody from the Sixers. Huh?
No.
You got to get a three-way trade. Well, I got news for you. Somebody from the Sixers would end up here. If you did that, I mean, they've got talent. I kind of feel like it's losery talent.
You might get yourself a taste of Josh Richardson.
Name a team. What team?
We're talking about the
Sixers. Sixers and
we're actually talking about a team.
Sixers
and I just wanted to yell that.
Sixers and Washington. You get Beal and Embiid and two for.
I'm betting it doesn't.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I'm asking for.
I'm betting it doesn't happen, and I'm going to mybookie.ag promo code radio. Mybookie.ag promo code radio is where you bet, you win, you get paid. That's the most important thing. Let's go over some college, and I'm on it right now. And oh, by the way, in 15 minutes, we're going to have Justin on here picking his games. Go against whatever Justin picks, and you're going to win. But go to mybookie.ag promo code radio, and you play, you win, you get paid. And oh, by the way, all of the in-game live betting, fun. If a team is way up, you go the other way, and you're going to get great, great odds. You're going to get great, well, a bunch of points, and that's how you clean up. If you're looking for a great way to play and enjoy the games, college football is back. The SEC is playing this weekend, so college football finally back, and you can enjoy it at mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Dirty Birdie Charity Classic at South Shore Harbor Golf Club in League City. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Okay, we're hot, so don't say that word again.
Why are you talking to us?
All right, no more uttering that ugly word.
You guys, if you listen closely,
what are you?
Is that
to
Massive
hear?
Attack?
No, I forgot who that is. Something we always play.
What does Art think of that song coming back?
I guess he can.
Hey,
tweet.
Nick, what do you think of Art?
Art, who's Art?
Oh, that's what
insulting.
A diss.
That's disrespectful.
Oh my God, what a diss!
Art, who?
Well, he is a listener who takes issue with fill-in producers and their music choices, including yours.
He doesn't like Childish Gambino? Not a fan?
No, well,
is this Gambino?
That was him. He'll probably be okay. That was This Is America. That was that song. He would be okay with what you just played there, but when you played Trapped earlier, he wasn't thrilled.
Yeah, I changed it up a little bit. I avoided the 94.5-ish type music for him, but I don't know if he noticed. I don't know if he noticed.
Well, he hasn't commented again about how much you suck, so I think you're going to be okay.
If you were Tyler, he would. Just being Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler irks him. Uttering multiple words gets Art upset. But you guys missed something very special here in the break.
Well, John McClain, 4 minutes ago, tweeted, "The Texans have no interest in Antonio Brown."
Oh.
You think?
4 minutes ago.
You think some of Antonio Brown's people floated that out there so his name would be back in the public eye? Hey, a team wants me. You should want me too.
Jack, it's John McClain. There's a lot of stuff out there about Antonio Brown. Is there truth to it?
He's a loser.
There's no truth to it. Would you like for me to publicly make sure that there's no more commentary on it? That would be great. Bless you. All right. Texans have no interest in Antonio Brown. Turd, jerk, and a loser. What was it? Punk, jerk, and
loser.
He's
a punk. He's a punk and a jerk and a loser.
He didn't say that, but that's the big three that McClain just put on.
No, yeah, he did. He said that before.
But he didn't say it about Antonio Brown.
No, he didn't say that about it. But
he thinks it, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he's
thinking it.
Yeah.
If McClain types that, I'm done with the – I think he got it from somebody in the
– Oh, yeah, he got it.
– organization, so
Bill, what do you think of Antonio? Don't talk to me about Antonio Brown ever again. Mike Greenberg's an a-hole.
What?
Why?
Well, it was Jeremy Fowler reported that.
Oh, it was Jeremy Fowler?
Yeah. And then, actually, we have Keyshawn, we have audio of Keyshawn Johnson talking about it, too.
Okay. Let's hear Keyshawn. Nick? I know. He doesn't.
Well, AJ forwarded something, but. Oh, yeah. Does it even matter now? I don't. We just spent time talking about it. John McClain tweeted, they're not interested.
No, I heard him talking. I heard Keyshawn talking about it this morning on the way in.
Well, they said these other teams had already passed them up.
Yeah.
And if the Texans publicly pass him up too. Now, the Texans could be doing that right now.
Well,
they could be telling John McClain because they can't do anything anyway for 6 weeks.
Well, the thing is there any quarterback? Well, one of their points was, is there any quarterback with more power than Deshaun Watson? Because Bill O'Brien's fate lies squarely in the hand, and I don't know that there's any other coach that is as reliant on one guy, that the fate of his career relies on Deshaun Watson like Bill O'Brien's does.
Well, I don't think if you're the Texans, you probably don't want that getting out because it's a distraction. You've got your wide receiver saying, "What the hell? What's going on here?" Deshaun Watson saying stuff.
Well, no, Deshaun Watson. If Deshaun Watson, I think their point was, if Deshaun Watson wants him, you go out and get him.
Yeah, but my whole thing is that,
and if I'm Deshaun Watson, I wouldn't mind him.
It wouldn't surprise me if the Texans didn't want that out there anyway, that they were even digging around on him.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what? What? Their wide receivers haven't been good enough.
They could
they haven't been good enough.
No, I know, but they could let McClain. I don't blame them necessarily for digging around on it, but they could also let McClain throw that out there right now for him, and who knows what happens in 5 weeks. Like, well, at the time, we weren't, but now, you know, we're going to look at it now.
No.
Probably
you're
accurate.
Risking that somebody else grabs
him. I don't think his people are lying.
You're risking that somebody else grabs him.
Well,
Yeah.
If they do.
Yeah, but guess what? In 5 weeks, okay, how many injuries will you have?
Hey,
how many injuries will you have to those five wide receivers?
Could be multiple.
Yeah.
It could be like a
And then you'd be like, oh, crap, we should have gotten AB.
Well, but you – but here's the thing. You could also be pissed off at his team for leaking that too. You could be, you know, hey, listen, let's talk about this. We don't want this getting out. It could be one of those situations too where something gets out and you piss off a team. Because a lot of times our teams will talk to a player or talk to an agent about a potential trade because they'll talk to the agent before they even talk to the team because they want to get a deal done. But they don't want it out there, and some agents like to leak it for to spike interest. Yeah. I don't think that's going to be the case with Antonio Brown. I think teams are going to be already have an opinion about Antonio Brown. First of all, it wouldn't shock me if he didn't have one single offer this year. It wouldn't surprise me if he never played again. That would not be a shock to me.
No, that's a favorite.
What's a favorite? What will happen? What's more likely to happen? Justin Verlander pitches again, or Antonio Brown plays a game again?
Justin Verlander pitches again.
Verlander, too.
Verlander.
We talk about – I mean, he's not the same level of distraction, but when Dez was told, all right, we're done with you, are you surprised that Dez Bryant never found his way back onto an NFL roster? How long has it been?
And Dez was a pain in the ass. He wasn't as wild, but, yeah, everyone keeps – but Dez also lost a step. He was not fast to begin with. Dez lost a step. I think that's hurting him. I think people think he's not worth it.
Josh Gordon made it back on teams.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they think Dez is worth it from a football standpoint.
But at 20, when was the last time he played a football game? 17 or 18?
And he gets tryouts and he doesn't make a team.
He's only 30. He's younger than Antonio Brown. He's been out of the league for multiple years. He wasn't even 30 when they decided you're not worth it.
Yeah.
So I could see Antonio Brown never playing again.
Dez hasn't 100%, played again. Yeah. Yeah. If they don't, but the thing is,
well, Dez. I mean, Antonio Brown's such a pain in the ass.
Well, but he's better than Dez, which gives him a shot. But Dez had some he was not good for that Cowboys locker room either.
No,
and he's lost a step. So you're talking about a 4.65 wide receiver, maybe 4.7. Yeah, I mean, he's been out. There's just not a lot of value in that.
Now, the Saints signed him in November 2018. And remember, he tore his Achilles almost immediately.
Oh, and an Achilles tear in his background.
Yeah, but that was a he was like I said, he signed in November, tore his Achilles, and hasn't really gotten a chance since. I guess Baltimore gave him a tryout, and that was it. That happened in August. But I could see Antonio Brown never seeing another NFL camp.
No, absolutely.
Definitely.
And that's the favorite.
Definitely. Verlander, you said Verlander pitching, not necessarily for the Astros, right?
No, just pitching.
No, pitching. Yeah. He's not going to pitch for the Astros again. Yeah, he's done with the Astros. I mean, you're not giving. After paying him all $33 million or a quarter of it and the insurance pays 75%, whatever the deal is, whatever you're paying him, it's these last 2 years have been a total waste. I mean, and that's what happens when you got a 35, 36, 37-year-old guy. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. And here's a chance that, you know, he doesn't make it to it. Whatever he is, 34. What is Verlander? Whatever age he is. What does Verlander ask? 37. What does Verlander ask for after sitting out this year, sitting out next year, coming off of Tommy John?
$20 million.
No thanks.
I'm telling you, you want me to even get off my couch? It's $20 million.
Yeah. Thanks. No thanks. Now, you're going to be 38, 39 years old, going on 39.
No.
Yeah, he's 37 now.
He's 37.
He's not pitching all next year.
Oh, so he turned 37.
He's in February. So it'll be next year, he'll be 38. He won't pitch.
Golly.
And he won't pitch. He'll be 39.
Yeah, he'll be 39 by the time he's pitching again.
He'll bust his ass to get ready. You ain't getting him for free.
No, I don't think he'll pitch again either. I think that's it.
You think? Because he'll be
39 years old.
See, personally, I don't think he will. I think when he really thinks about it, do I want to put all this time to come back? I got to find a team willing to pay me. I don't want to do it for a lot less money because I got that at home.
Yeah, right. You
know? And at some point, he's going to want to chill out. And where is he supposed to go? Get a ranch in
Kentucky.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I can't see Kate. That's just me. We got to get to Beat the Limo Guy. That's next right here on ESPN 97.5. Before you go, Steelers or Texans?
I like the Steelers.
Oh, great.
Steelers and under.
What do you like? What grill do you like?
Well, of all the grills, I use Memphis, but I've had a Green Mountain. I've had Traeger. I'd love to get my hands on a Pits and Spitz at some time. You know what I've found is that all these grills really work fantastic. They, you know, Traeger's the one that started off. I used to speak for Traeger, and then Green Mountain, I think, took it to another level, and then Pitts and Spitz did, and then Traeger came back over the top. And what's happened is the wood pellet grills now are winning championship. They're winning at the barbecue, at the cook-off. They're winning with barbecuing championships around the country. They are so good. You can get the type of wood that you like. And there's a fall grill sale going on right now. And if you want Kamado Joe, a ceramic cooker, they've got a bunch of brand new Kamado Joes coming in. And they've been hard to find. They're going to have them at Texas Grill Shop. They've got gas grills. They've got pizza ovens. They've got your outdoor kitchen where they can design and set it up. And, of course, the Traegers, the Green Mountains, the Pitts and Spitz. Every type of wood pellet grill you can imagine, and every accessory. And I cannot stress this enough. The experts over at Texas Star Grill Shop are outstanding at finding rubs and marinades and accessories, and, of course, the grill, the right grill for you. Fall sale going on right now, free assembly, free delivery to your home. Make sure that if you are looking for a new grill to enjoy, take advantage of these great sales going on right now. The big fall sale at Texas Star Grill Shop. Three locations here in Houston. Find your location and go check out some of the offers at TexasStarGrillShop.com.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew.